Good Saturday morning to you, my First Baptist Church family and friends. My name is Deaconess Barbara Watson Mickens, and they call me Sunshine. Thanks be to God. The pulpit committee invites the entire membership of First Baptist Church to join with us as we take on the leadership in our annual prayer and fasting season that started on January the 3rd and ends today on January the 15th, 2022. Fasting is a means of humbling ourselves before God. James chapter 5, verse 16 states that the prayers of the righteous availeth much as we join together each day, recognizing that we have much to pray for, to seek the presence of God through prayers and fasting in our search for a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction for our church. Let us remain committed to the process. We invite you to pray with us and for us as God leads us. We, the Health and Healing Ministry, begins this service with a musical selection, followed by scripture read by Sister Judy Spann, followed with the first prayer by Sister Valley Jones, and the second prayer by Minister Lisa Tucker, in that order.
I want you to put your hand on your neighbor and tell them you don't need a cure, because we have the healer. Somebody shout, the healer is here. Come on, let me hear your church shout it. The healer is here. Put your hand on your neighbor. Tell them the healer is here.
Good morning. I will read James 5, 14 to 16. Again, I will read James 5, 14 to 16. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. God bless the reading of the word. Amen.
Good morning, First Baptist family and friends. I will be praying for health, healing, and a search for a pastor. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for life. I thank you for health and a reasonable portion of strength. I thank you for what you have already done in our lives, what you are doing, and what you will do. Heavenly Father, you said in your word that whatever we ask for, it will be given to us. I come asking that you grant the pulpit committee wisdom as they fulfill their duties in the search of a pastor. Direct their paths as they go forth. Lord God, you are a healer, and I come asking for health and healing for the world. Healing from this pandemic. Healing from mental illness. Healing from cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and all types of diseases that wreck our bodies. Protect and cover us, Lord, with your healing hands and precious blood. Just pour out your health and healing upon your people, if it is your divine will. Thank you, Father God, for all your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, First Baptist Church family and friends. Let us go to the throne room of grace. Good morning, God. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We invoke your presence this early morning as we tabernacle with you, O God. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that's already come forth. We thank you for the gift of this day, God. We gather together to say hallelujah to your name. You are high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. God, we are so glad that you are superintending the affairs and situations of our lives. Your word says, cast your cares upon you, for you care for us. God, we cast First Baptist Church and the pulpit committee upon you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask God to give them patience, unity, and have a humble heart and attitude like Jesus Christ, O God. Anoint them, Father, with word-centered wisdom, knowledge, and the mind of Christ to select the right pastor that already lines up with your purpose and your plan, Heavenly Father. We know that there are no surprises with you because, God, you know all things, O God. We stand, O Father, in the gap for the pulpit committee, for divine faith, and knowing that your promises are yes and amen. Let them be still and know God is God. Give them instructions, O God. Start a mighty, mighty fire on the inside of each of them with faithful, fervent favor, O God. Let them do good, seek peace, and pursue it according to Psalm 34:14, and selecting the right candidate. Let the candidate be an individual that is filled with the Holy Spirit, one who loves Jesus Christ, loves God's word, and has a Christ-like character, and one who will love First Baptist Church. No matter the blessings and trials, may him or her shepherd wholeheartedly unto the Lord. We pray now for him or her to shepherd the church in your way as their steps are ordered by you. Make the transition smooth
with no demonic attacks in the name of Jesus. And we cast them down right now in the name of Jesus. Let him or her renew their strength. Let him or her mount up on wings as eagles. Let him or her run and not be weary. And let him or her walk and not faint. Let him or her be obedient to your perfect will and way, God, so that spiritual breakthroughs will be made manifest in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we pray right now for Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, oh God. We thank you for his leadership for these 46 years of pastoring First Baptist Church, oh God. We thank you, God, for using him mightily for your anointing and compassion for your people and preaching the unadulterated gospel with conviction and truth, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God. As he goes to the next level in you, surround him with your angels and the efficacious blood of Jesus. Keep him strong, healthy, and whole, for his mind stayed on you, God. And let his tongue be a ready, ready writer to continue to preach your holy word in and out of season, oh God. Bless First Baptist Church members individually as well as collectively and their families, oh God. Bless and rejuvenate the pulpit committee, oh God. Father, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the sufficiency of your grace, God, your power and strength on this committee, oh God. Let them stay focused, oh God. Let them stay on their assignment with unity because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, oh God. And God, after the selection is made by the chairman and the committee, we want to hear those words stated in Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep us all healthy and whole in you, O God. God, you said also, O God, that every capillary, every vein, every artery, every tissue of everyone, O God, at First Baptist Church and all over the world, O God, is already healed because you sent your son on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Your word says in 3 John 1 and 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, O God. Continue, O God, to not only let First Baptist be a beacon on a hill, but a tower inferno, O God, that will always touch lost souls, O God. Hallelujah. Whether virtually, by telephone, in conversation, and prayer, or in person, O God. Change them from stagnation to transformation in God. God, we love you. We glorify you, O God. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, that died on Calvary's cross for the remission of sins. You are indeed our Redeemer, our fortress, our deliverer, our way maker, and we bless your holy name from the rising of the sun into the going down of the same. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' master's name, we pray that every heart say, Amen, Amen, and Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for these anointed prayers, services, and participation. May God bless the pulpit committee and the First Baptist Church family. Please continue to pray, fast, and ask and thank God for his wisdom and guidance in our search for a new pastor. And on today, since we're closing out and have received favor from God, we will be blessed to remain on the line after the closing remarks and enjoy the beautiful spirit-filled music a little longer. That's good for our souls because it's from the goodness of God. And remember, there is no bridge that God won't help us to cross over. May God bless you today and always. We love you.
Joy comes in the morning. Know that God is now. Don't try to fight the battle yourself, but stand still and look up. God is going to show us. We want to say that one more time for somebody who may be discouraged. Don't be discouraged.
Don't be discouraged.
Because joy is on the way. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Know that God is now.
God is going to show us.
He is standing right by. For those of you who may not know it, there's healing.
From the rain.
Lift your voices.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody in here saved? Help me say, Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
I know him as a Savior. Savior.
Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus.
If you've ever been sick in your body, you know him as a healer. Say it.
Healer, healer, healer.
I wish I could get somebody to stand on their feet and say, healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
He can heal you right now, right now.
Healer, healer, healer.
Oh, break it down and you'll say healer real soft. I gotta talk.
Healer,
this here
healer,
had a stroke. Doctors counted her out.
Healer,
but she's here tonight.
Healer,
you can't tell me my God ain't a healer. I don't know what the doctor told you this year. But I dare you to touch what the doctor said was wrong. Touch what the doctor said was wrong. And just help us say, healer, healer, healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
Come on, touch it, touch it, touch it. Touch somebody else, touch it. Come on, grab somebody and tell them he's a healer. Come on.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, Let the church say, let the church say.